Such nights have people known in many lands and ages. Nights of horror and agony, nights of fear and hope. Israel fled from Egypt out of slavery toward a land of promise. On Sinai, Moses took from God the commandment, not tyranny, but law. Law is light. Blessed be God who gave the law. Long was their wandering, great the struggle to build a free people in a new land. Alas, their happiness was short, they lost it. But now, a homeless people, driven from place to place, they bore with them a few pages in a book, preserving thus for all mankind a record of that great adventure.
Adonai brought back. Bye.
with such a song on their lips, such a dream in their hearts, a homeless people saved more than mere existence. Then, on the horizon appeared once more the enchanting vision of green hills and fertile plains, of trees and meadows, of a river on whose banks good men dwell in peace. Stubbornly they carried on, strong in that God-given hope. We live, we praise thy name. Who hear once more the ancient tale, swells new hope, new faith, new power, strong in a God of right who is a God of might.
Come.
the night, the dreamers of the past stir in their graves. Not one nation is chained in slavery. Not one kindred is cursed by greed and hate. Many are oppressed. Many struggle in darkness, cry aloud for help. From whence shall our help come? Ours is one Father, one God. Hear us, Almighty Ruler of the universe. Help us to build our world anew, a world of goodwill, of understanding, of peace. Then they will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, and they will learn no more the art of war. Praised be the Lord.
Wow, this is spectacular. This is Ernest Talks, Cantata of the Bitter Herbs. And this is on the Milken Archive, American Jewish Music, SCD. Theodore Bickel is the narrator. Carol Mayer, soprano. What a gorgeous voice. Elizabeth Shamish, mezzo-soprano. Richard Clement, tenor. Ted Christopher, baritone. Prague Philharmonic Choir and Czech Philharmonic Orchestra. Seattle Symphony and Gerald Schwartz conducting. Just amazing. I'm just going to share a little bit of the rather extensive notes for this. Cantata of the Bitter Herbs is a musical dramatic concert work liberally based on the Passover Haggadah, the annual retelling and reconsideration of the biblical story of the Israelites' exodus from Egypt and deliverance from slavery, which forms the core of the Passover home ritual known as the Seder, literally order or arrangement, since the various elements of the ritual occur in a rigorously prescribed and arranged order. The cantata's title refers to one of the key components of the Seder ritual, the mandated eating of bitter herbs, to symbolize the pain of the Egyptian bondage, to remind anew each generation of it and of its unacceptability, and especially for the children at the table, for whom the ritual is designed to have special significance and pedagogic effect, to teach the story of the Exodus by providing a related sensory experience. In fact, in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, the book containing the text of the Seder ritual, the sage Rabban Gamliel is quoted as including the bitter herbs, maror, among the three things, along with the matzah and the paschal lamb, that must be mentioned specifically and explained during the Seder in order to fulfill the obligation to recount and, in a sense, relive the Passover story. Fantastic. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I certainly did. And thanks again to the folks at the Israel Bookshop for giving that for the voicemobile for a show here at WMFO. Here's an important message. Are you thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you're a part of Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember, it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000, as well as up to a year in jail. Message brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. You can find them on Facebook, Twitter, and at somervillema.gov/SCAP. Important message. When the weather gets nicer, I'm sure people are going to start to have parties and have things flowing outside onto their porches or balconies or what have you. So, okay, we're going to get into some more Passover stuff here. Oh, this one went to sleep. Well, wake up. I want you to wake up. Let's see. And I wanted number, oops. Oh, dear. I'm going to have to stop this. Let's see. And see what number I actually selected for this. I think it was number 5. This one doesn't have, oh, it was number 1. Well, we could have gone with that. Okay. So, all right. Loading, it says. Here we go.
Shana Santo Rali Amo Yisrael Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu
Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu Baruch Shana Santo Rosh Shana Santo Rali Amo Yisrael Baruch Hu Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu Baruch Shana Santo Rosh Shana Santo Rali Amo Yisrael Baruch Hu.
Thank you.
Gray. That is Alan Eder and Friends, and it's from Reggae Passover on Mr. E Records, and the song is Dayenu. Before that, Children's Village of Jerusalem, Passover sing-along too, and the song was Baruch Hashem, and from Baba Ganoush, Avadim Chayinu. A message from the Salant Foundation, the inner message of Passover. The 10 plagues of Egypt began at the lowest point on earth and progressively ascended to the highest realms of the universe, revealing that the Almighty is the master of all the dimensions of creation, from lowest to the highest. The first plague, where the waters were turned into blood, occurred in the rivers, which rest on the foundation of the earth. In the second plague, frogs swarmed in the river, still below the earth's surface. In the third, lice emerged from the soil of the earth itself. The next plague was the wild animals which exist upon the earth. The fifth plague was a plague on the animals transmitted through the air, which is suspended over the earth. The next plague, boils, was a manifestation of fire, which is above the air. The seventh plague was hail, coming from the clouds. The eighth plague were the locusts flying above the clouds. The ninth plague was darkness, which affected the bright luminaries that are in the heavenly heights. The last plague, the death of the firstborn, showed that God is the master of souls who live in the spiritual realm. This divine revelation during the Exodus from Egypt is the cornerstone of our faith and showed all the creations that the Almighty rules over everything from the seabed to the souls in heaven. May the light of Passover renew our trust in the Creator, the God of Israel. By this merit, Hashem will help us in every situation and fill our lives with salvations, blessings, and joys, just as our ancestors witnessed in the days of old. That's again from the Salant Foundation. And they put out some wonderful things. I'm just looking for their, if you just go to Salant, S-A-L-A-N-T, foundation probably, I don't know if it's .com or .org, it doesn't seem to be on here. Probably .com. So, here's something that I want to share with you. Let's see if I can get my glasses on here. UNRWA. Okay, where does this start? Here we go. This is where this starts. Okay, this is UNRWA is now threatened by Palestinians who claim the organization has succumbed to Israeli pressure by recognizing Jewish history and removing incitement, by Bassam Tawil, the Gatestone Institute. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, is reportedly planning to introduce some changes to the curriculum in its schools in the West Bank, Judea and Samaria, and Gaza Strip. And the Palestinians are rather unhappy about it. They claim that UNRWA has, quote, succumbed, unquote, to Israeli pressure to make the changes. The proposed changes are based on leaks to Palestinians and have not been confirmed by UNRWA. Palestinians claim that they learned about the plans to introduce the changes during meetings with senior UNRWA officials. According to the Palestinians, the changes are intended to, quote, eradicate their, quote, national identity and history and distort their, quote, struggle against Israel. The Palestinians claim that the new textbooks have replaced the map of historic Palestine, including Israel, with pictures of a pumpkin and a bird. Palestinian textbooks often feature maps of, quote, historic Palestine without Israel. Cities inside Israel, such as Haifa, Jaffa, Tiberias, and Rami, are referred to as Palestinian cities. The Palestinian Authority, the PA media, also referred to these cities as Palestinian cities inside the 1948 land. In one fourth grade textbook, the Palestinians charge UNRWA has replaced the map of Palestine with a picture of a traditional Palestinian woman's dress. The new textbooks make no reference to cities in Israel. They mention only cities in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, such as Nablus, Shechem, Jenin, Gaza City, Jericho, and Ramallah. mention of Jewish ties to Jerusalem angers the Palestinians. Unsurprisingly, an UNRWA revision of the Palestinian presumption of Jerusalem as the capital of the state of Palestine, Chas v'Shalom, to Jerusalem as a holy city for the Abrahamic religions did not go over well with Palestinians. In addition, they are angry because the UNRWA textbooks make no mention of the Jordan Valley along the border between Israel and Jordan. The controversial textbooks have also removed photos of Israeli soldiers patrolling near schools and references to Palestinian prisoners held in Israel for terrorism. Moreover, the new textbooks are missing the previous references to, quote, Palestinian Prisoners' Day, an annual event marked by Palestinians in solidarity with imprisoned terrorists. Palestinians are also protesting the removal of words such as occupation and checkpoints from the new textbooks. If true, the proposed changes to the Palestinian textbooks would be welcomed as a positive development towards ending anti-Israel incitement in Palestinian schools, including those belonging to UNRWA. In light of the widespread Palestinian protests and threats, however, it is doubtful whether UNRWA will succeed in making the proposed revisions. A recent study into school books used by UNRWA-run schools found that the texts consistently delegitimize and demonize Israel. The schools do not teach Palestinian children to recognize Israel. The research was conducted by Dr. Aaron Gross, who translated the books, and Dr. Rani Shekhed, both from the Harry Truman Research Institute at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. In these currently used books, Zionism is defined as a colonialist movement that was founded by European Jews in order to gather Jews from all around the world and bring them to Palestine. No mention is made of the religious or historical connection of Jews to the land of Israel or to Jerusalem. Instead, the UNRWA textbooks teach that Jewish holy sites such as the Western Wall, Rachel's Tomb, and the Cave of the Patriarchs are Muslim holy sites. Unbelievable. Not surprisingly, vicious rivals though they are, Hamas and the PA have joined forces to thwart UNRWA's planned changes to the textbooks. This is an issue that these two corrupt regimes can agree on, inciting children against Israel and denying its existence. Ahmed Bahar, a senior Hamas official in the Gaza Strip, warned that any changes to the curriculum would, quote, harm the history and national rights of the Palestinian people, as well as their resistance, quote, against Israel. By resistance, the Hamas official means terrorism against Israel, including suicide bombings and the launching of rockets at Israel. According to the Hamas official, UNRWA and the international community need to understand that the option of resistance is the only and shortest way for restoring Palestine and liberating our land. In other words, Bahar wants to go on teaching Palestinian children to continue perpetrating terror attacks in order to destroy Israel and replace it with an Islamic empire. In fact, Hamas has long been teaching precisely this in its own schools in the Gaza Strip. Yet Hamas is making it manifest that UNRWA is to follow suit in its schools. Children studying in the UN agency schools are to continue learning that Israel is nothing more than a figment of the imagination. The past few days have seen Palestinians in the Gaza Strip staging a series of protests against UNRWA. They warned the agency against making the changes, which are designed to, quote, distort the minds of Palestinian children and which, quote, do not comply with the culture of Palestinian society. Hear, hear. Hamas has refused to allow UNRWA to teach about the Holocaust in its schools. From Hamas's point of view, the UN agency seeks to, quote, poison the minds of our children by taking steps that only serve Israel. Holocaust denial has always been an integral part of Palestinian Arab narratives. It is easy to see why Hamas and other extremist Palestinian groups would be opposed to changing textbooks that delegitimize and demonize Israel. More difficult to understand is that the PA, whose President Mahmoud Abbas says he is opposed to anti-Israel incitement, also came out against UNRWA's planned changes. A statement issued by the Palestinian Ministry of Education in Ramallah warned that it would take, quote, punitive measures against anyone who tries to change or tamper with the curriculum. Quote, any attempt to change the Palestinian curriculum will be considered an assault on Palestine and an eradication and dilution of our national identity, the ministry cautioned. Language used by the PA is strikingly similar to that used by Hamas to threaten an organization that has for decades helped millions of Palestinians to survive. In this regard, the Palestinians are once again biting the hand that has fed them. Ask Kuwait and other Gulf countries that used to give Palestinians billions of dollars before the Palestinians supported Saddam Hussein's invasion of Kuwait. Curriculum presents Jews as evil occupiers. In his meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington in mid-April, Abbas is expected to renew his commitment to combating anti-Israel incitement, according to senior PA officials in Ramallah. One wonders how Abbas plans to account for the PA's threats against UNRWA regarding the textbooks. The PA, like Hamas, plans to continue indoctrinating their children through poisonous textbooks that depict Jews as evil occupiers and land thieves who would build, quote, racist walls and demolish houses for no reason. They also wish to continue teaching children that the conflict with Israel is not over a two-state solution, but the, quote, liberation of Palestine from the river to the sea, which means the annihilation of Israel. The goal is for the students to believe that Israel is one big, quote, settlement that has no place in the Middle East. Moreover, along with Hamas, Abbas and his PA plan to continue inculcating Palestinian children with the idea that they should look to terrorists who killed Jews as their role models, it might be illuminating if the conversation between Trump and Abbas was to be informed by these uncomfortable facts. Ay, 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 ay. Yep, it still goes on today. I'm telling you. Crazy. All right. So we've got some more music ready for you.
Boy was put into a box, then placed into the Nile. His sister Miriam stood and watched, waiting all the while. Along came Basia, the daughter of Paro, who was really quite surprised to find the box hidden in the reeds, a crying baby laying inside. Basia took the baby and brought him to her home. She named the baby Moshe and she raised him as her own. One day when he was older, Moshe went out to see what he could do to put an end to his people's misery.
So much misery.
Hurting a Jew, he looked all around. He killed the wicked Mitzri, then hid him in the ground. The next day he went out again, this time saw two Jews fight. When he tried to break it up, they said, "What gives you the right?" Moshe ran to Midian, escaping for his life. He came to the house of Yisro, took Zipporah as his wife. Moshe was in the desert taking care of Yisro's sheep. He saw an amazing sight, came close to take a peek. Standing completely engulfed in flames, and yet within the fire the bush remained unchanged. Hashem called out to Moshe, "To Mitzrayim you must go. take my children from the land that has hurt them so. Moshe came to Paro, together with Aaron, and in the name of Hashem said, let my people go. Paro said, you're lazy, you will not leave my land. You think you've had it hard till now, I'm raising my